Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 2, Lord Chaitanya Meets the Devotees. After speaking with Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, the king became very anxious for Lord Chaitanya to return. The Bhatta Acharya then went to Kashi Mishra to convey the king's desire. When Kashi Mishra heard the proposal, he said, "Oh, I am very fortunate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Lord of all other Prabhus, will stay at my home." Thus, all the residents of Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Purushottama, became anxious to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once again. When all the residents of Jagannath Puri became extremely anxious to meet Lord Chaitanya again, Lord Chaitanya returned from South India. Hearing of Lord Chaitanya's return, everyone became very happy, and they all went to Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, speaking to him as follows, "Please, arrange our meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for it is only by your mercy that we can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya." "Yes, tomorrow Lord Chaitanya will be at the house of Kashi Mishra, and I shall arrange for you all to meet him." So the next day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived and went with Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya with great enthusiasm to see the temple of Lord Jagannath. All the servants of Jagannath delivered remnants of the Lord's food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced all of them. After seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the temple. The Bhatta Acharya then took Lord Chaitanya to the house of Kashi Mishra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at his house, Kashi Mishra immediately fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, surrendering himself and all of his possessions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then showed Kashi Mishra his four-armed form. Then, accepting Kashi Mishra for service, Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next sat down at the place prepared just for him, while all the devotees, headed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, surrounded Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see his residential quarters, in which all necessities were taken care of. Then Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya spoke, "My lord, this place is just befitting you, so please accept it. It is the hope of Kashi Mishra that you do so." "My dear Sarvabhauma, my body belongs to all of you. Therefore I agree to whatever you say." And after this, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, sitting at the right hand of Lord Chaitanya, began to introduce all the inhabitants of Purushottama Jagannath Puri. Bhatta Acharya said, "My dear lord, all these people, who are residents of Nilachala Jagannath Puri, have been very anxious to meet you. In your absence, all these devotees have been exactly like thirsty Chataka birds crying in disappointment. So kindly accept them." First, Sarvabhauma introduced Janardhan. "Here is Janardhan, the servant of Lord Jagannath. He renders service to the Lord when it is time to renovate Jagannath's transcendental body. This here is Krishnadas, who carries a golden cane. And here also is Shiki Mahiti, who is in charge of writing. This here is Pradyumna Mishra, who is chief of all Vaishnavas. He is a great servitor of Jagannath, and his name is Das. This here is Murari Mahiti, the brother of Shiki Mahiti. He has nothing other than your lotus feet. Here also are Chandaneshwara, Singheshwara, Murari Brahmana, and Vishnu Das. All of them are constantly engaged in meditating upon your lotus feet. This is Paramananda Praharaj, who is also known as Mahapatra. He is very, very intelligent. And all these pure devotees simply serve as ornaments to Jagannath Puri, for they are always undeviatingly meditating upon your lotus feet. After this introduction, everyone fell to the ground like rods, and being very merciful upon them all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced each one of them. At this time, Bhavananda Roy appeared with four of his sons, and all of them fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma continued to speak. This is Bhavananda Roy, the father of Sri Ramananda Roy, who is his first son. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy and with great respect spoke of his son Ramananda Roy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored Bhavananda Roy by saying, "Oh, the glories of a person who has a jewel of a son like Ramananda Roy cannot be described within this mortal world. You are Maharaj Pandu himself, and your wife is Kunti Devi herself. All of your highly intellectual sons are representatives of the five Pandavas." After hearing Lord Chaitanya's praise, Bhavananda Roy submitted, "Oh, I am in the fourth class of the social order, and I engage in mundane affairs. And although I am very fallen, still you have touched me. This is proof that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself." Appreciating Lord Chaitanya's favor, Bhavananda Roy also said, "Along with my home, riches, servants, and five sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. Here, this is my son Vaninath, who will remain at your lotus feet, to always immediately attend to your orders and serve you. My dear Lord, please consider me your relative, so do not hesitate to order whatever you desire at any time that you desire it." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Bhavananda Roy's offer by saying, "Yes, I accept your proposal without hesitation because you are not an outsider. For birth after birth, you have been my servant along with your family members. Sri Ramananda Roy is coming here within 5 to 7 days, and as soon as he arrives, then my desires will be fulfilled. I take great pleasure in the company of your son, Ramananda Roy." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya then touched the heads of Bhavananda's sons with his lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Bhavananda Roy back to his home, keeping only Vaninath Patanayaka in his personal service. Then Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya asked all the people to leave. Recorded May 10, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Mahanrisinghaya Dangshtra Korali Avadanaya Gora Rupaya Vadra Nakaya Jvala Malane Mama Vignan Pacha Pacha Mama Bhayan Bhindi Bhindi Mama Shatrun Vidravaya Vidravaya Mama Sarva Rishtan Prabhanjaya Prabhanjaya Chata Chata Hana Hana Chindi Chindi Mama Sarva Vishtan Puraya Puraya Mang Raksha Raksha Hung Fat Swaha. O Nrisimhadev, your form is terrible, with sharp and long teeth, and very fearful to see with your strong, large nails, garlanded by flames. Please destroy my obstacles, and please kick out all of my fear. Please scatter my enemies. Please destroy my karma. Flash, kill, cut. Ever fulfill all my desires to serve you. Please safeguard me all around me. Vad isha yasya vadane, lakshmir yasya cha bakshasi, yasyaste hridaye sangvit, tang nrsinghang ahang bhaje. Nrsinghadev is always assisted by Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning. And Nrsinghadev is always embracing to his chest the goddess of fortune, Mother Lakshmi Devi. Nrsinghadev is always complete in knowledge within himself. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Nrsinghadev. Prahlada hridaya hladang, bhakta vidya vidaranam, sharad indu ruching bande, parindra vadanang harim. Let me offer my most humble obeisances unto Nrsinghadev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart. And Nrsinghadev always kills the nescience that attacks devotees. Nrsinghadev's mercy is distributed like moonshine, and Nrsinghadev's face is like that of a lion. So let me offer my most humble obeisances unto Nrsinghadev again and again. Om Shang Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Jvala Malane Dita Dangstrayagni Netraya Sarva Rakshognaya Sarva Bhuta Vinashaya Sarva Dvara Vinashaya Daha Daha Pacha Pacha Raksha Raksha Hung Fat. Obeisances to Nrsinghadeva, who is burning with his own scorching effulgence, which are ablaze, and whose eyes are also ablaze, and pour forth torrents of living fire, matched only by the glow of his glowing teeth. Obeisances to that destroyer of all demons, to the slayer of all ghosts, and to the destroyer of all sorts of fever. Burn and burn, cook and cook, preserve and preserve. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Namaste Jastejase Avir Avir Bhava Vadra Naka Vadra Dangshra Karmashayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Shraum. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Nrsinghadeva, the source of all power. O my Lord, you possess nails and teeth, just like thunderbolts. So kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world, please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in our struggle for existence within this material world. Shri Narasingha, Jaya Narasingha, Jaya Jaya Narasingha. Prakladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Bringa. All glories to Narasingha Dev, all glories to Narasingha Dev. You are the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj, and like the honeybee, you are always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the Goddess of Fortune. Ugropi Anugra Evayam Swabhaktanam Nri Keshari Keshariva Svapotanam Anyesham Ugra Vikramaha. Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Narasingha Dev is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Namaste Narasinghaya, Prahlad Akhlad Dayane, Hiranyakashi Purvakshaha, Shilatanka Nakalaye, Ito Nrisingha Parato Nrisingho, Yato Yato Yamitato Nrisingha, Bahir Nrisingho Prinaye Nrisingho, Nrisingham Adin Sharanang Prapadi. Namaste Narasinghaya, Nrisingham Adin Sharanang Prapadi. Nrisingham Adin Sharanang Prapadye, Nrisingham Adin Sharanang Prapadye. I offer my most humble obeisances to Narasingha Deva, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj, and whose nails are like chisels on the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. Narasingha Dev is here, and he is also there. For wherever I go, Narasingha Dev is there. Narasingha Dev is in my heart, and he is outside as well. And so I fully surrender unto Narasingha Dev, who is the origin of all things, and who is the supreme refuge. Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bhringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadish Jai Jagadish Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govindaram Sri Madhusudana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. O Keshav, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of half man, half lion. All glories unto you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. Recorded May 10, 2022 by Nirantara Das. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.